Do you think the proposed budget will be able to pull us out of the current mess that we're in California?
Not a chance. It's a another one-time fix with a little bit of smoke and mirrors, and it just doesn't address the long-term structural budget problem we have in California.
As far as the long-term structural problems, what do you think those are?
Well, we've locked in spending at least $10 billion a year, more than we're going to get in revenues. And so we either need to find a permanent source of increased revenues or a permanent cut or some combination of the two.
Are there any permanent cuts that you would recommend?
You know, pensions seem to be the target of the day, and I see the governor's got a few of those. But, you know, the problem with anybody recommending cuts is that everybody's got their own preferences of what they like to see government do and not do.
I know that a large part of this new proposal depends on cutting both future pensions and current salaries of state workers. What effect do you think that will have, if any?
It'll have an immediate effect in that there'll be some spending cuts on the parts of these individuals, but the cuts are probably not enough to solve the problem that we're going to be facing.
You know, some things were saved in this budget, for instance, subsidized child care.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, do you think that's a good thing? Is there a way to save these services that we hold dear and fix the budget?
I think so. I think that, you know, the state social programs are necessary. From what I can tell, we spend a little more than some states. But those are social choices on what the right amount is. The spending tends to just fluctuate with the business cycle, but they need to maintain the social programs.
And what else do you think is necessary to get us out of this mess and not pass it on to the next administration?
It seems to me that the real thing to do is to approach it by growing out of the problem. California's economy has performed so far worse than the United States economy. And rather than year after year go through these battles over taxes and spending, I think the conversation should be, what can we do to improve the economic performance and grow out of the problem?
Are you hopeful that the fundamental problem will be addressed with the next administration?
You know, California's political structure is such that nobody has any responsibility. Everybody points fingers. And because of that, I don't hold out any hope, regardless of who wins the gubernatorial election.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.